The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Good morning, Gareth Mullins, executive chef at Anantara the Marker in Dublin and at Forbes Street Restaurant, and co-host with Gary O'Hanlon of the podcast Dishing It Out. Gareth, good morning.
Morning, Pat. How are you?
It's spring.
It has sprung. Spring has sprung, exactly. And spring lamb has officially landed in the professional kitchens around Ireland, and also I think some at home too have started buying it. So
now, before we get the recipe, when does lamb become mutton?
After 24 months, it officially becomes mutton. And just before that, it's hogget. And then you've got, obviously, spring lamb. So spring lamb is slaughtered anywhere between 6 and 8 months old. And I think sometimes, people talk about that lamby flavour. It's when lamb is starting to get on a little bit, it starts to take on that flavour. I mean, I kind of like it, but if people aren't crazy on that, now is the time to eat lamb. I put lamb on my menu in the restaurant probably 3-4 weeks ago now, and every week it's just getting more tender, more sweet. It really is beautiful meat that. And then Easter Sunday, you have to put a leg of roast lamb on the menu, I think.
Okay, so how do we start? We got the leg of lamb.
Yeah, so go and get yourself a nice leg of lamb on the bone, I would say, and we're going to do it with some roasted potatoes, and we're going to finish those potatoes in a little bit of parsley butter, some crushed turnips, and I'm going to tell you how to make a fresh mint salsa verde, because you have to have mint sauce, I think. So for the lamb, I'll do the lamb bit first. So you need a leg of lamb, normally weighing around 2.5 kilos.
That'll serve how many?
It'll serve like 6 to 8 people, and you'll probably have a little bit left to make some sandwiches the next day, or fry it on a pan with some bubbling squeak or something. It'd be lovely as well. You need a bulb of garlic, a bunch of rosemary, tablespoon of vegetable oil, and then a couple of carrots, an onion, a glass of red wine, 300 mils of water, and a couple of beef stock cubes, and a couple of tablespoons of tomato puree. I'm going to show you a technique to kind of roast the lamb and get a gravy at the same time. So what I want you to do is take a nice small pointed sharp knife, and you push the knife down into the leg of lamb, down, and then turn the knife and make an X. So what we're doing is we're kind of making these pockets. And what I want you to do then is, in those pockets, take 4 of the cloves of garlic, peel the garlic, cut it into 4 or 6, and you're going to push a little sliver of that garlic down into the leg of lamb. And then with your rosemary, pull off the sprigs off the stalks and push a couple of little sprigs down in. So when you're finished, you'll see all these little sprigs of rosemary stick in the middle. Like anywhere between 18 and 20 little incisions all over the leg.
Okay, so you're infusing the surface of the meat.
Yeah, you're basically, what I would call it, is studding the leg of lamb. So after you've done that, so if I bought my leg of lamb on a Thursday and I'm going to roast it on Sunday, I'd do that on Thursday when I brought it home, wrap it in cling film, stick it in the fridge. Before you're going to cook it, you've heard me saying this all the time when I'm talking about cooking meat, take it out of the fridge an hour beforehand. You want to let it come up to room temperature. And then in a big pan or a roasting dish, little bit of oil, medium heat, and I'm going to get you to sear that lamb all the way around to get it nice and brown. Remember, lamb has a little bit of fat, and what we're trying to do is get that fat to render down or melt, and that helps with that process. Then take the lamb out, set it to one side for a sec. You're going to put your onions and your carrots and whatever rosemary and garlic you have left into the bottom of the tray, along with the wine and the stock and the tomato puree. You sit the lamb on top of that upside down to start with. Pop it into your preheated oven at 190 degrees, and you're going to roast that leg of lamb for about an hour and 45 minutes. When it comes out, it'll be a little bit pink. So if you like the lamb well done, leave it in there for about 2.5 hours. But about an hour after it's roasting, open the oven carefully and turn the lamb over, and then the studded part will be facing you. Because what I'm trying to do is get that heat all around the leg of lamb, but I also want the leg of lamb sitting down into that the vegetables and stock that you put in there, because that again is going to help the lamb stay nice and moist. So after the hour and a half, you take it out, take the leg of lamb out of the pot, leave it on the plate, cover it with tin foil and a cloth, and that's going to rest for about an hour before you carve it. This will ensure that it stays nice and tender. Then with all the vegetables and the stock that's in the bottom, pass it through a sieve, so a sieve over a little pot, pour all the juices out, and then you're going to reduce that stock down. What that just means is, if there's 500 mils of stock in there, you want to bring it down to 250 mils. And you do that by just turning the heat on.
Boiling it off.
And as the water evaporates, it intensifies, and you get this beautiful roasting gravy. Next thing I want you to do is make the salsa verde. This couldn't be easier. A bunch of parsley, a bunch of mint, one shallot that you're going to peel, a clove of garlic, a couple of teaspoons or tablespoons of capers, and a couple of splashes of red wine vinegar, 70 mils of olive oil. Put that all into a little blender, a Nutribullet or whatever you have. Blitz it all up and you're left with this really vibrant, kind of acidic, minty sauce. And that acidity from the vinegar is what cuts across the fat of the lamb. Absolutely brilliant sauce to serve on the side. For the roast potatoes, kilo of rooster potatoes, 100 mils of vegetable oil, so quite a lot of oil. Couple of bulbs of garlic. And then after the potatoes are cooked, I want you to toss them in 100 grams of butter, some chopped parsley and lemon zest. Probably a different technique for people with roast potatoes, but it really adds that just little bit more luxury to the roast potato. Peel the potatoes, preheat your oven to 200 degrees into a pot of cold water, bring them up to a simmer for 10 minutes, and then you're going to strain them off, roast them in the oven, roast them for about 30 minutes, then throw the garlic and the garlic in, and then you're going to another 15 minutes, and then when they come out, the butter, the parsley and the lemon zest, and I promise you, these are knockout roast potatoes. And the last thing, to bring it all together, some crushed turnips. I love turnips. I think a lot of people overlook them. One medium turnip, cut it into squares, into a pot of cold water, and then when it comes out, lots of butter and lots of cracked pepper. And I promise you, this will be a Sunday lunch that you won't forget.
Well, whatever about the salt, which is needed for flavouring, but pepper and butter added to turnip.
I know, it's transformative. It's for gods. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, no, absolutely love it.
Very good. All to look forward to. Gareth Mullins, executive chef at Anantara, the Marker in Dublin and at Forbes Street Restaurant, co-host with Gary O'Hanlon of the podcast Dishing It Out. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.